USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Facebook says it's removed over 1.5 million videos of the attacks on two New Zealand mosques on Friday that had been live streamed by the attacker using a helmet camera. New Zealand's Prime Minister addressing the matter during a news conference this morning.
The social media platforms have wide reach. This is a problem that goes well beyond New Zealand.
At least 50 people were killed and dozens more injured, many of them still being hospitalized.
I'm running for president, and it's why I'm asking you for your support.
That from a video released this morning by U.S. Senate Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, saying she is officially running for the White House 2 months after forming an exploratory committee. She's already been traveling through early voting states. And in the coming weeks, she's to travel to Michigan, Iowa, as well as Nevada. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen of Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
A slip of the tongue by former Vice President Joe Biden may have let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the anybody who would run.
The crowd in his home state of Delaware cheering as Biden laughs, crosses himself and adds,
I didn't mean it.
Saying he didn't mean it, but there are reports from multiple sources that Biden has begun hiring a campaign staff and has told several of his close friends he's running. Irish or not, millions of Americans will celebrate St. Patrick's Day today. The Chicago River is dyed green for it. Crowds gathered along its banks yesterday to watch the Chicago Plumbers Union dump dye into the river, turning it a bright shade of green. Chicago recently named by Wallet Hub the best city in the nation to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Its Southside Irish Parade steps off at noon. New York City's huge parade was yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An American man arrested last year in Iran is now facing 10 years in prison there. 46-year-old Michael White, a Navy veteran from California, was arrested in July after traveling to Iran to meet a woman. Then he was detained and was convicted of insulting the supreme leader of Iran and for posting a private photograph online. The latter charge, apparently from a post of him sitting with an Iranian woman. A lawyer for his family says he was sentenced to 10 years earlier this month, and the State Department says it's aware of the situation but cannot comment further because of privacy considerations. An effort to save energy by upgrading light bulbs has gone dark, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Energy Department plans to roll back efforts to eliminate expensive incandescent light bulbs and instead keep them available along with a more energy-efficient LED light bulb. National Resources Defense Council Director Noah Horowitz says legal action will be taken.
They cost consumers an extra $12 billion a year to operate, and we're using 25 more power plants worth of electricity to keep those inefficient bulbs illuminated. And that's causing about 34 million extra tons of carbon dioxide, the main pollutant responsible for global warming.
Again, that report prepared by our own Wendy King, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.